Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Something that is really starting to annoy me. So I applied for a job at TJ Maxx a few weeks ago and they denied my application. They couldn't even call me. They just sent me some automated email. So I went in today and I was like, so what was the reason I didn't get hired? And she was like, oh, like you just like don't have enough experience. There was candidates that had like more experience than you. And, you know, I asked her if it was about my tattoos, obviously, because I know a lot of places don't like tattoos. She said that wasn't the reason. I don't feel like that's true, but whatever, I'll leave it at that.
I just, like, don't understand, like, why I didn't, like, get a call back when I, like, totally, like, a great employee, except that I have these tattoos. I don't understand what the issue is. This is Ash Putnam. I don't know if I want to say she's an influencer. Maybe she is. But what I am going to do is Jimmy, who is the proud sporter of several tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to show you a picture.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you whether you're surprised that this charming, fetching young lady did not get a call back for the customer service job at TJ Maxx.
I'm going to make a recommendation here.
Yeah, go on.
Get a job where they can't see your tattoos like radio production.
Yeah, that would be the only one, right?
That
I mean,
would
you...
be...
Because how would you describe that? Full sleeve, left hand?
Well, that's not what's getting me is the face...
Septum piercing with tattoos. A horseshoe?
Yep. Well,
forehead, Aztec art, demons on the neck. Demons on the bosom, demons,
you know,
on the other bosom.
I'm also a bartender, and she could probably get a job bartending,
yeah,
too.
I mean, she could definitely be a bartender.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know, she'd probably be a server, and she could definitely work in radio. You know, all good. We're hiring. Always. So, yeah, she's got massive face and neck art and a giant silver horseshoe sticking out of her nose. And yet she's, you know, surprised that they didn't hire her.
And, you know, I hate that my tattoos are such a defining factor for me getting a job or not.
You've made them a defining factor. I mean, look, it's one thing to have the position that I'm going to have my tattoos and I wish you wouldn't, you know, use that against me. But you've made it a defining factor. It's not like you're hiding it. If you decide to get face and neck tats and a horseshoe in your nose, you can't then be surprised people notice. You did it to get noticed. I mean, I am
kind of surprised it was TJ Maxx that didn't hire me.
Joanne's is receptive, though. go to Bell. They're taken, right?
Like, just because I have tattoos doesn't mean I'm not going to be a good worker. Like, I do not understand that at all.
Okay, so that's true. But, you know, I mean, there are people with many tattoos who are, you know, fantastic people, honorable people, decent, honest, reliable. But, okay, but there's that whole customer-facing thing. And you have to take into account that what you're doing is a customer service job. And if you have made yourself scary, offensive, or just weird looking to the customers, that's not helping the company achieve its purpose of making its customers feel welcome and happy and spend more money, right? I mean, that's, you know, you want to be a barista? You're in. You want to be a bartender? You're in. You want to, I don't know, be like the corporate PR? No, it's not going to happen. They're not putting you on TV. to do the weather here. I mean, maybe in some places, you know, but not here, right?
Because quite literally some of the most smart, intelligent people I've ever met are people with tattoos and piercings.
That's true. Okay, but again, that's not the issue.
I could be wrong, but I've seen that, like, in Europe, like, people with tattoos and piercings can get jobs, like, way easier there. So why is America not hopped on the bandwagon?
Why haven't you hopped on the cross the Atlantic wagon? I mean, if, you know, if rumors are true that the paradise of Germany or Austria or Liechtenstein is hiring for people just like you for whatever jobs, then, you know, go somewhere else, right?
Another thing, too, is like all these places, they say that they're hiring, but I feel like they're not. Because I shop at all of these stores and I see hiring now signs, but those signs have been up for months. And I know plenty of people are looking for work. So how have they still not hired people?
Well, there's a lot of answers to that question. But I will say this one thing. We're always hiring the right people for the position. And look, again, you know, tattoos, rings, you know, whatever. Make your choices. But at the same time, if you make your choices, choices have consequences. And you can argue all you like that other people shouldn't care, but what you're arguing is that people shouldn't be people. And people will care, and you know that. I mean, part of the reason you get them is to be different. Well, if you make yourself so different that people don't want you in their normie job, then you're not going to get a normie job. So who's the silly one? Who's the silly one? 817 here on News Radio 92.3. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading...
Tattoos on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see some delays going all the way from State Road 87 to Hurlburt Field. So that's about a 5 mile back up there. And if you are heading southbound on 29 coming in from Gonzales, Florida, and going until about 9 mile road, there's a vehicle crash earlier that is backing up traffic still. And in Milton, if you were on Highway 90, that traffic that was backing us up right before the Blackwater River Bridge, that is cleared up significantly, but still some delays in there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Oh, the texts I'm getting in are kind of hilarious. Somebody says that there's the backstory here that apparently she had made the post about her look, but actually wants the job at TJ Maxx because she hopes to buy items at an employee discount and turn around and resell them at a higher amount on eBay and Facebook Marketplace. I didn't know that. I had not seen that part of it. Somebody here says Hobby Lobby's probably not where she wants to work. Somebody here says my wife thinks she looks cute. I mean, this is a side note, okay? She's clearly a gorgeous woman. I just never understand why but that's its own conversation. Somebody here says, I'm sure she's just as strong and capable as any man and get a job in construction. Oh, okay. I mean, you know, sure. That's always a possibility. somebody says this country needs a Department of Common Sense. Maybe. Oh, somebody had my same way of thinking, you know, just jump the Atlantic wagon and, you know, solve this problem. Based on her negative tone of voice, I would say she does not sound like she had the ability to deal with people. Customer service skills on the low end, and where's her accountability for her choices? If she really wanted that job, it'd be a good idea to demonstrate how she could help benefit the company with positivity and dealing with that adversity. You know, that's the other thing is, you wouldn't know this from an interview only, but judging on her reaction to all of this and the way she's talking about it, like, I wouldn't hire her either. I need somebody who has a little more self-awareness, a little more humility, if you will, understanding of people. You know, like, there's all kinds of things she's showing in the follow-up here that are way beyond the tattoos, right, that make the tattoos kind of irrelevant. Like, anybody talking like this would kind of show me, right? Okay. Let's see. Somebody says, ugh, this generation. It's not all of them. And then they're not all this bad. Okay, this is one particular example, right? This is just one particular example. 437-1620. If you're thinking, oh, man, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide where to go, what to do, if at all, right, is now the right time? Should I wait? Who do you get good advice from? Christina Leavenworth. and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. They'll give you great advice. They'll tell you really what's going on in the market, what they think is likely to happen, you know, how prices are or are not changing in your geography, you know, in your price range, because that can be different, right? The $400,000 range and the $700,000 range in Gulf Breeze, either one could be doing different things, right? That's always possible. You know, what's happening with rentals? What's that? All of that, okay? They know. And I'm just telling you, if I could go back in history and get somebody like Christine Leavenworth to help me with my first home purchase and home first home sale, oh, man, not just that it would have made us better money, but, like, helping us through that process and the kind of expertise that she and her folks have. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid.
Oh, mama, you're such a sweetie. I had somebody when we were having our conversation earlier about sound drops, and somebody said, I bet you don't have this one. And I didn't, but I went and got it because that's how I do. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Of course, now I have to go watch Throw Mama from the Train again because I haven't watched that since it was made, probably. And obviously, that movie is hilarious, so I need to go back and watch that again. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Philips Healthcare has now agreed to a $1.1 billion settlement following lawsuits and recalls over its CPAP sleep apnea machines. The FDA said it received more than 100,000 reports on problems with the insulating foam in those devices, including more than 500 reports of death. The affected devices were sold between 2008 and 2021, according to Philips' summary in the settlement. A 40-year-old Idaho man recovering from injuries and facing multiple charges after allegedly kicking a bison at Yellowstone National Park. Charges against Clarence Yoder include approaching and disturbing wildlife and disorderly conduct. And this may not be surprising, but also an alcohol-related charge.
No, really?
I'd think you'd have to have a few in you to kick a bison. That's not a good idea. Hey, let me ask
cow
you guys.
Cow dipping, now bison kicking. Sure, why not?
Let me ask you guys a question. How do you feel about raisins?
They're very good in certain contexts, which is just plain fresh in your hand. Okay, it's good.
Right.
Or in the raisin bran. They are good-ish in oatmeal cookies, but they should never, ever, ever find their way into oatmeal or cream.
So you're generally pro-raisin.
Generally pro-raisin. They're good in the raisin, the carrot cake, you know?
So apparently I didn't know this.
Jimmy,
but
I haven't let Jimmy talk. Jimmy?
Oh, go ahead.
Generally pro-raisin, I guess. Indifferent. Raisin indifferent.
Raisin indifferent.
Who's raisin indifferent? I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, I didn't.
Have you no opinions about raisins?
No staunch opinions on raisins.
Apparently, we are hiring for a producer. All right, fair enough.
I didn't know this, but apparently, a lot of people really don't like raisins.
A YouGov poll says 35% of us don't eat them. Not in a box, not in a cookie. Millennials hate the dried grapes so much, Sun-Made Raisin Company launched an ad campaign in 2019 to win them over. It didn't work. Neither did the dancing raisins in 1986 for Gen Xers. But they are good for us, high in potassium and known to stimulate libido. If you're among the 65% who do eat them, happy National Raisin Day. I'm Bree Tennis.
It's always millennials that try to ruin everything. I disavow my whole generation.
stimulate libido kind of caught my attention there. I didn't know that we had a apparently little black fruit instead of little blue pills, I guess. Is that what they're trying to tell me? Didn't you guys, are you too young?
For what?
You're both looking at me like, why are you playing that?
Oh, heard it through the grapevine. I just got it.
Oh, yeah.
I give up. I give up. Okay, Jimmy's 28 and David is 35?
Oh, I wish.
40?
Yeah, 40, yeah.
What are you actually?
40. I just, I'm turning 41 in a few months.
Turning Japanese, turning 41. Okay. But, and I'm playing you the California Grape song and y'all are like, what you doing, old man? Nothing. Just get off my lawn. That's all I can say. I don't know what to tell you.
CCR is my favorite band.
CCR is your favorite band.
Dude, I didn't even understand.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're so off the rails. I was having a conversation with my son. My son, who's 20, just turned 20. I don't even want to talk about that. Anyway, because, you know, his old man must be old. Anyway, he loves military stuff, right? He loves tanks and jets particularly. And I'd seen that story about the 81 Ukraine or former Soviet era planes that the U.S. bought. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with him about it. And I said to him, oh, hey, that reminds me. There's this cool old movie that you and I should watch sometime called Firefox about a guy who goes and steals a cutting edge Soviet plane right out of Russia. It's a Clint Eastwood movie. You know, have you heard of him? Because I was, no, they don't know everything. His answer was, Clint Eastwood, I think I've heard of him.
Oh, no.
God, just.
How does that happen?
Oh, no. When I got done crying on the inside, I thought that's a lot of bad parenting is what made that happen. All right, Jimmy, what you hear through the grapevine about traffic this morning?
I heard it's pretty backed up on Burgess Road right outside of West Florida High School. And if you are heading eastbound, that is still backed up going all the way from Herbert Field to State Road 87. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, right before you hit the bridge, you are going to be backed up, but clear into Pensacola. And heading southbound on North Palafox Street, that is looking like it is backed up from Cervantes all the way to Fairfield with just some buildup in there, slowing it down. Not completely backing it up. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the 5.
Oh, I'm getting all kinds of texts in here. 437-1620. Following up on the tattoo girl story, incensed that she didn't get hired with a face tattoo and a, you know, nose horseshoe to work at TJ Maxx. Somebody says she might not need the job at TJ Maxx if she had taken all the money she spent on piercings and tattoos and put it into high-yield mutual funds. Okay, boomer. sure. Somebody else says it's perception, therefore part of marketing. And then on the raisin topic, raisin toast, chocolate covered. Chocolate on the toast or chocolate on the raisin? I'm not judging. I'm just asking. Somebody says, I like the song, but I also don't like raisins. Oh, okay. We're one segment too early for our frivolous topic. Georgia has, that's a different one. Makes me think of the Big Chill movie. Oh, okay. So, and somebody else says, I'm 46 and I've got your back, Andrew. And then says, well, you raised him. Yeah, no, that's true. Or I raisined him. Is this thing on? You're the first producer and like six producers to use the sound effects chirp. I love it.
I just found that button this morning. I was looking for a chance
to
use it.
Great. So unexpected. Oh, that makes me so happy. Welcome to the team. You're here permanently. Just be sure you have opinions about things in the future. 437-1620. Oh, I don't even know where to go now. That's going to be next segment. I do know what we're doing for our frivolous topic. This is actually kind of serious. It's not a downer topic. It's just kind of a, oh, crap. You know, we had this subsidized internet program for a long time. The federal government was subsidizing poor people's internet for a long time because they believed that, you know, internet's important. The Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP. Millions of Americans get remote work opportunities because, or students taking college classes and just trade skills, all that kind of stuff, right? Internet access has become viewed as an economic liberty issue, an economic right nowadays, which there's arguments for and against that, but that's kind of where we are, okay? Unfortunately, Congress has not allocated funds to keep the program going. Partial subsidies will continue in May, but by June, Affordable Connectivity Program beneficiaries will pay in full for their internet service. That is going to be a rude awakening for people who had been getting this subsidized service from the federal government and are now all of a sudden in June going to be like, the what now? Hey, What do you mean $100? So just letting you know, if you are or know somebody who has the subsidized internet from the federal government, that program is going away in May, partial, and in June, fully. So tell, talk, think what you want to do when that situation changes. I assume your local ISPs are going to send out notices, but because I don't want to assume they send out notices, I'm telling you on the radio. Because that's my job, is to tell you the things that are going on in the world. Frivolous topic coming up next after Fox and David with your local headlines.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Intifada University, Columbia University's Hamilton Hall, occupied by Gaza protesters who hung an Intifada banner after the university failed to enforce Monday's deadline to take down the campus tent city. Overnight, the protesters smashed into the dean's building. With protests at 20 universities in 16 states, police moving in today at Yale and UNC Chapel Hill. New York Congressman Dan Muser says about time.
They want to be called anarchists, but really what they are is they're simply criminals engaged in destruction.
On Fox Business, police at UT Austin say many arrested are not students who had a stash of baseball-sized rocks. Terrible toll in Charlotte, North Carolina. Four officers killed, four wounded, as U.S. Marshals try to serve a warrant on a felon. The Trump trial resuming in New York with a banker for the former president's disgraced former lawyer, Michael Cohen. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 73 degrees. It is mostly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The Escambia Sheriff's Office still searching for two suspects behind Sunday morning's triple homicide near the Jackson Square parking lot. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the victims, 26-year-old Marquise Turner, 28-year-old Michael Karstafen, and 23-year-old Trayshawn Powers, were killed in a targeted ambush.
When we got there, the victims were already out of the car, and there were witnesses that were already doing CPR. Our deputies took over to CPR, while at the same time, they're creating a perimeter, they're establishing a command post, they're coordinating response of additional deputies. So they did just a great job in what is a chaotic scene, as you can imagine.
The three victims were inside a parked car when two suspects snuck up from behind and started firing. Simmons says those shootings may have been retaliatory for a past incident, and they are asking for any information or videos from the area. If you have any information, you are asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office, or you can call Crime Stoppers if you'd like to remain anonymous. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says it was an alert neighbor that's to thank for the arrest of a man that was allegedly holding a woman against her will in a home in Pace over the weekend.
About 9:30, we got a call. A neighbor tried calling one of her neighbors. The neighbor did not answer the phone. And she saw a man leave the house and go to a truck and get some zip ties and go back in the home.
53-year-old Jeffrey Holly now faces several charges, including kidnapping, domestic battery, and resisting arrest in this case. And Johnson says that he had just been released from the Florida Department of Corrections only 3 months ago after serving time for false imprisonment against the same victim. When deputies arrived on Saturday, they say they found the victim lying in the garage with her wrists tied behind her back and her ankles duct taped. A Georgia man sentenced for a fatal shooting of his childhood best friend at an apartment in Navarre back in 2021. 62-year-old John Guillebeau is convicted of second-degree murder in February for the death of Victor Trial. Yesterday, he was sentenced to 36 years in prison. He will have the possibility of parole in 25 years. Trial was found dead with a gunshot wound to the back in November of 2021. At the time, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson said the two men had grown up together as kids in a small town in Georgia. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis praising dozens of people around the state for their heroism. The governor welcomed 75 people to the governor's residence yesterday for an event. The ceremony was to honor them for what he called exceptional courage, compassion, and resilience in the face of adversity. The people who were invited to this event included first responders, doctors, veterans, law enforcement, and parents. Governor DeSantis said in Florida he wants to recognize and extol the virtues of selflessness and service. And some Florida State University students have now been displaced after a fire in Tallahassee. That happened yesterday morning on Campus Row. Three buildings containing student apartments apparently were affected, but the good news, nobody was hurt. It is 8:35, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound on Highway 98, you are still going to experience, we've been talking about it all morning, it's still backed up. All the way from Hurlburt Field to State Road 87, so be expecting some delays in there. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, you can expect to be slowed down just a little bit before the bridge, but looks clear into Pensacola until you hit about Davis Highway. Davis Highway southbound, a little bit backed up in front of the hospital there. If you're driving southbound on Highway 29, the road has been cleared, but there was a vehicle crash that is still causing a little bit of traffic buildup. Just north of the nine mile and 29 intersection. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather.
Showers and thunderstorms possible through the morning hours. 50% chance of rain overall. Any rain comes to an end by late afternoon, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 67 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 72 right now in Milton. Your money now this morning. Not the best start for the markets. The Dow is down 190.07 at 38.196.02. S&P down 14.32 at 51.02.82. And the NASDAQ down 57.99 this morning at 15.925.09. Your 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.66% today. Gold price is down 42.40 at 23.15.30. Silver price is down 91 cents at 26.76. And Bitcoin this morning down over 1,500 at 61.210. Elon Musk shelving plans to open a Tesla factory in Mexico. Instead, he's going to stick with his production lines in Texas. Experts say the border town plant was going to be too expensive and Mexico wasn't going to give incentives as they'd expected.
Elon Musk has come under a lot of pressure by his stakeholders to not expand so rapidly, but rather to produce some kind of profit.
That's Rice University professor Tony Payen. And in a statement, Tesla says the pullback in Mexico will enable them to prudently grow during uncertain times. Well, good news for officials in Michigan. Detroit tourism officials say the economic impact of the attendance for the record-breaking NFL draft crowd may exceed $150 to $175 million for the city. Visit Detroit president and CEO Claude Molinari says they're still finalizing the impact. They'll have a final report by June. And NBC's Peacock streaming service is going to see a price hike this summer. Yeah, you guessed it, just in time for the Summer Olympics. The monthly subscription fee for Peacock Premium jumping $2. It'll be up to $7.99 starting July 18th for new subscribers. And those new prices will go into effect for existing subscribers in August. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola on FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The Pensacola State College Charter Academy is looking for 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students that would like to earn their high school diploma and their associate's degree simultaneously for free. Students will experience a rigorous curriculum and career exploration that will prepare them for their next step in life and will have access to state-of-the-art technology. And everything is free. Free books, tuition, fees, and a free laptop. Visit charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu for more.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They're playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday night at Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America.
But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is both a listener suggestion I got by email, and also a story that I saw yesterday. The story was, how much extra money are Americans spending every year due to tipflation? Tipflation, in case you're not familiar, is the tendency for you to be asked to tip at all in service environments where you used to not be asked to tip, or you're expected to tip more than used to be normal. And the story says about $500 a year is that people are tipping more than they'd like to by about, you know, $40 a month-ish because of guilt-induced gratuity syndrome. You know it's going to be a syndrome. Everything is. Anyway, 437-1620, the average respondent to the survey said that they had tipped more than they liked on 6 occasions in the last 30 days alone. So my question for you today is 437-1620. A, easy part. Are we being asked to tip too much? And B, what's the weirdest place? That's what I want to know. What's the most unexpected place that you were solicited for a tip or asked for a tip or presented with the opportunity to tip? 437-1620. Are we being asked to tip too much?
I feel as though it would be a conflict of interest for me to comment on this.
Being, as a bartender.
Being that I'm a bartender and a musician in addition to this job.
Well, look, I mean, as long as there have been bartenders, there have been tipping the bartenders.
Let me tell you this. Nobody tips more than another service industry.
Oh, worker. That's right. That's absolutely right. If you want to score some real money, you make sure that you get the other waiters and bartenders to come to your table every time. That's right.
The people that make the most money bartending are the ones that are open the latest because they're serving all the people that are getting off of work.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Strippers are very good tippers. Telling you it's a fact. Okay. You don't need to confirm or deny. I can tell you from my long ago experience as a waiter that strippers are tippers. And I'm not saying you can exactly cultivate that audience, but, you know, you do what you can. 842 here on News Radio 92-3437-1620. I find it irritating. I am, as a former service industry person, I gladly tip, eagerly tip. I love tipping good when people give good service.
Yeah.
The expectation that tips are high. The expectation that you get tipped even if you give terrible service. But I'm never the kind. I don't like to take people's money away. I feel bad about it. Even I'd rather tell them. But even then, it's kind of an awkward conversation. Like, you know, hey, by the way, you know, food you serve me isn't really. You didn't do a good job. But I don't like to have that conversation either.
Well, I just don't understand. When people, I mean, one, I love when people take the time to write out 0.00 on the.
Oh, like the extra digits of the depths of zero?
That's hilarious.
Four significant figures, right?
But I just don't understand when people get upset about having. It's just like, well, if you don't have to leave. It's an optional thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's if you're, you know, low on money that month or something, but you still want to take your family out to dinner, it's totally fine. Like, you know, it's not. I don't ever expect that.
It is something where people, they can't bring themselves to not tip, and then they get angry that they can't bring themselves to not tip, which is, that's weird.
I call that Catholic guilt in my personal life.
Yeah, it is. 437-1620 is tipping out of control, and where's the weirdest place that you've been asked to give a tip or offer the chance to give a tip? I don't like the being asked in the, because it's always on the touchpad, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're at, like, the fast food joint. And I'm like, I just want the burger and fries. I didn't know we had to tip you too. Well, we don't, you know, you see that part that says no tip? That's me. I mean, like, and even dumb stuff like, okay, if a pizza place delivers to my house,
mm-hmm.
obviously you tip. If I go and pick it up, why would I tip you? I'm doing the work. I mean, I'm paying for a product and I picked it up with my gas and my time. I don't understand. So, yeah. And it's at, I'm going to sound like an awful person when I tell you this story, but I don't mind. I'll sound like the awful person. I will be the old man who says, get off my lawn on this one. 437-1620. I always tip good to food servers, having been one. Agreed. And, you know, it's a difficult job, and a lot of people are not the nicest. Somebody says, why tip someone for a job I'm capable of doing myself? I can deliver food. I can drive a taxi. I can and do. This is with Dwight from the office.
Yeah, Dwight from the office.
I can cut my own hair. I did, however, tip my urologist because I'm unable to pulverize my own kidney stones. See, no, what you're tipping is them doing the service, and out of the recognition that that's an industry that has historically, you know, been made that way. Somebody says here, a local burger place sells $12 burgers and they have a tipping option. Mm-mm. No, I'm with you. My daughter and son-in-law work at merchandise booth at concerts, and drunk concert goers tip very well. Oh, listen, I don't want to give away any trade secrets, but I'm gonna. You know, every restaurant server gets programmed heavily, propagandized heavily to upsell everything, or at least to sell alcohol and desserts, right, and appetizers. But alcohol is the real key. That's where you make a lot of money. There is a very selfish reason to sell alcohol. Drunk people tip better. Or drinking people tip better, period. So I always bought into that as a server. I'm like, hey, and you'll have a better experience too. I'm trying to help you have a better experience, and you'll tip better, and your bill will be bigger. Let's see. Somebody here says, I won't tip when I pick up my own food. Same. Strippers or tippers. Somebody like that. Handing a bag from the counter to me 6 feet away. That's funny. Carpet cleaning invoice had the option to tip. They email the invoice before the work is even complete. Oh, this is the worst. This is the worst when you're offered the chance to tip or not before the work is done. Oh, man. So that's like not technically a bribe, but it kind of feels like a bribe, right? Because if you don't, then what happens? Which is that made into the price of the thing? More on this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound on 98, that traffic is still building up. It's not as bad as it was, but if you're heading towards Hurlburt Field, you are going to be backed up all the way to 87. And if you're heading southbound into Pensacola from Highway 29 from Gonzales, you are looking a little bit backed up all the way to the I-10 intersection there. And if you're heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are going to be backed up a little bit before the bridge, but looks clear all the way into Pensacola, maybe slowing down a little bit right outside the South Market there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and putting it off, like most of us do, and you know it's time, because when I talk about it, you're like, don't talk about that. I want to think about it. Grow up. You know, you do need to think about it. You know you do. That's why when I talk about it, you're like, okay, go to Frontier. Just look around. Get information. It doesn't commit you to anything. You can test drive a couple of different cars. You can just sit in a couple of different cars. You can just look and smell, you know, if that's what you want to do. But find out more. Maybe you're wrong about how much it'll cost. Maybe you're wrong on the low end. It's more than you thought. And the point is, either way, then you're in a better position to make a good decision. And that's all we want. Make a good decision. If you decide to buy a car there, they've got great used cars there. Low miles, couple of years old, great condition. That's what they specialize in. If they don't have it, ask them. Maybe they can go find it for you. I don't know. They've done that, you know, for people. So Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with good quality used cars, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the text here on the question of the day, which is, are we being asked to tip too much? And what's the weirdest place you got offered with the chance to tip when you're like, what? And I thought this one, the carpet cleaning, was good. Somebody here says, I'm not much of a tipper, especially at coffee shops. People are getting paid to do the job. They're getting paid for. I'm tipping because I like the extra service. Yeah, if somebody, you know, that's also the thing is, if somebody does something like over, above and beyond, here you go. I mean, mm-hmm. Thank you. That's fantastic. As a full-time DoorDasher, when you're paying out of pocket for your gas, you worked hard as a server to sit down in a restaurant. Those are two places I believe should be tipped well. Outside of that, you're just doing your job. That's all. I refuse to be guilted into the tipping for other things. Good for you. And by the way, that's part of the reason I don't do a lot of the DoorDash, in part because we don't really eat out anyway that much, just because it's expensive. I'd rather cook for myself. But also, I recognize that if you're coming to my house, I need to tip you. So I would probably usually just rather go pick up the food. You know, I just, that's my way of looking at it. But that's me. You know, I know I'm not everybody. Somebody here says, where's my tip for being a self-service cashier at the Walmart?
Ooh. Ouch.
Touche. Oh my God, that would be great. What if at Walmart, when you're checking out and it says, you know, you're ready to pay and it had an option that says how much to give self-tip? Self-tip, $2. what will they do to my food if I'm asked to tip before I pick it up? I feel pressure to tip when I pick it up. Exactly. If you work a counter job, you deserve no tip. Elevate yourself to wait tables, 10 bar, et cetera, for better money. Yeah, if you're standing there and I'm telling you my order, that's not a tipping environment. That, you know, that's never been, and now all of a sudden there's this push on. Should you tip your hairstylist if they own the hair salon? Yeah, you should definitely tip your hairstylist. Yeah. That's always been the case. 437-1620, 437-1620.
I will say, I think the oddest place, and I'm not saying they're not within their right to do this, but at a tattoo studio at the end, and somebody, there was a comedian that was talking about this.
Oh,
he
said
he got a tattoo. It was this much. The guy just said a number.
Yeah.
And then he went home and his wife asked him if he tipped the tattoo artist. And he goes, no, I didn't tip the tattoo artist. And she said, why not? You're supposed to tip. And he goes, because he just made up a number. He just said it was this much. He could have said
$813.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And so, and if you tip 20% on that, I mean, you're looking at about $1,000. But it's like, you know, at the end, I mean.
Oh, God, am I in the right price range? Is the tattoo $800?
I mean, it depends on how big it is and how much time they took on it.
All right,
you know,
fair enough. I thought I was. I mean, I was actually going to ask you if that's a ridiculous price. I didn't even know.
No, that's not. That's a pretty.
I assume I probably can't get a good one for 10.
No, and actually, I think minimum is like probably
50,
75 to 100. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No. I'm just saying. I think that's the when you're working for somebody who is when you're getting a service done from somebody who's working for themselves, and they kind of just make up their own prices.
Right.
I feel like that should be worked into what
this
they
burger
say.
Will be $19.
Right.
No tip. Yeah. I mean, here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so here's my. Should I tell this story? There are people going to think I'm a total like criminal for this.
You have to know.
But I have to. This is where I'm at. My wife and I, as you know, we go biking all the time. And we were coming home from biking Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Foley, I forget where, a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it's a touristy area, so they have these, like, really nice ice cream parlors, you know, mm-hmm. that are, like, way overpriced, right? So I go in, and it's two 17-year-old kids in their first job, which is normal, okay? And they're very sweet. And, you know, they get me my $5 or $6 ice cream cone, which I'm, like, already, you know, not thrilled about. But, you know, you do date stuff when you're on a date, okay? And then it came up with the screen. How much to tip? And I don't tip at a counter, okay? And so unless they do something really, I mean, maybe they could do something extraordinary where I would, but as a general practice, that's a no. But I fat fingered it and I hit $3. On a like, it was like a $12, I think, was the base price. And I realized like, and she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I hit a $3 tip and I want a refund.
Oh, no. No, you gotta.
Yes, I did.
No, you gotta just act like you're a nice
oh,
guy.
Oh, no. No, I did not.
Oh, my God. Did you reach into the tip jar that was there with all the cash?
Hey, if you don't want to process this, I'll just take it out of this here jar of change. And so... And...
Oh, that is so, so mean.
But my view on this is it is your dumb fault for pretending like this should get a tip. You put the error prone thing in my court.
I guess you just gotta lean into it after you hit the button, though.
No, you don't. I don't make a $3 mistake like that. So then
this guy just texted in WTF.
I'm getting all kinds of texts. Oh my God. I know exactly what some people are thinking. They're absolutely
boo. Boo.
Oh my God.
I can't continue. Oh, and then the worst part of it was after I had so offended, and the both of them just looked like deer in the headlights. They didn't know what was happening. And then I didn't get a receipt for the refund, so I had to wait for the credit card to come through to know whether I actually got the. And I'm sitting there thinking, "Oh my God, I'm not gonna get the refund." And then I got it, and I was like, "See."
I'll tell you why they looked dumbfounded, because literally no one had ever done that before.
Get off my lawn. All right, we're so late. Go ahead, tell them about traffic on the fives.
If you're heading eastbound on 98, that traffic is clearing up going into Hurlburt Field. Still looking a little bit backed up all the way to State Road 87, so be wary of that. And if you're coming in from Gonzales, Florida, going down southbound Highway 29, you are looking a little bit backed up right before the 9 Mile Road intersection there. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect some delays heading into the bridge, but afterwards looking pretty clear all the way through into Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
I suddenly feel a little more solidarity with Mama.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Owen's friend.
Owen doesn't have a friend.
That's because he's shy.
No, he's not. He's fat and he's stupid.
Boo!
855 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Always stay sharp, alert, and ready for anything. Let the exceptional team at Jim's Firearms help you find the everyday carry knife that fits your life. They have the best brands and the largest selection of high-quality knives to choose from with lifetime warranties. Get yourself a multi-purpose knife to use for protection, hunting, fishing, or for everyday use. Keys, wallet, phone, and knife, never leave home without it. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road at the back gate of NAS, or shop them online at jimsfirearms.net. Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2. Right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens. I said throw down, boy.
Oh, the text that I'm getting. Oh, man. One person said I'd have asked for it back, too. Somebody else said, so wrong. I love it, Andrew. Thanks. I needed that laugh. And this is my favorite one. This is the best one we've gotten. This is, I don't want to retell the story. I'll just start crying again. That is hilarious, Andrew. And after today, I am listening elsewhere for my morning news. Yeah. Oh, who can blame you, really? Do you want your tip back? 857 on News Radio 92.3. Woo. It's one of those mornings, okay? Oh, by the way, can we just massively switch gears for a second? These people at Columbia are breaking in and vandalizing and calling themselves the Intifada. Oh, my God. I know, buzzkill, right? But no. The Intifada is a terrorist uprising to kill Jews. Do you know what you're aligning yourself with? My God. You know, if ever you had wondered whether they really understood the history and the issues and, you know, what's at stake and who's got which side on their history or whatever. My God. You might as well raise an Al-Qaeda flag, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is. Listen. It's bad enough what the universities haven't done to control this, and it's bad enough what the students are doing, but at some point, you do have to say, who in the hell has been teaching these people, and what have we as a community, and I'll put me in this, as Americans, as a culture, how badly have we failed that students protesting on campus raise a flag up to identify themselves with the Intifada? Huh. I definitely want my tip back. 8:59 on News Radio 90. I mean, you got to do something to lighten the mood, right?
Ooh.
That's right. Mike Wiggins is in here. He'll be up next talking to me about gardening things. He'd never ask for a tip back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.